while holding my Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalid, the Sugya of Yoledes, giving birth. The makor for this is a pasuk in the Torah, beginning of Parshas Tazria, Isha ki Tazria v'yolda Zachar. Torah says the first 7 days she is Tomei, the next 33 days she is Tahira. The pasuk is Mamshech and says v'mnekeva Teilad, she gave birth to a girl, then the first 14 days she is Tomei, and afterwards the next 66 days is Tahira. Now, to understand what came out of the Psukim and Chazal, you have to realize there are two separate cases in the Torah and two different cases in Midrabanan, and we'll have to discuss all four cases to understand our Sugya. To first start, what it says in the Torah. The Torah says when you give birth to a boy, for example, the first 7 days, whether she saw or did not see any dam does not make a difference without getting involved with Psikis Kevah Bli Dam or not. The fact she gave birth, that itself she is Tomei. Loshon Torah, the Mechaber, afil loy ra'os adam. Why? Giving birth creates Tomo. The Torah says, what level Tomo? Torah says, like a needle. The ifi mashamash an isha, the loch is Karis. After those 7 days, the next 33 days by a boy, she is Tahira. Now when it goes from the 7 to the next 33, let's say from day 7 to day 8, let's say it goes straight flowing the dam from day 7 to 8. The Yeshayla in the Gemara, is it nichel together of one ma'ayin or two ma'ayin? Is it one well or two different sources? It's a machlekes, where we clearly paskin, the loch is one ma'ayin. And therefore, even though it's flowing straight from day 7 to day 8, it's exerus a kosev that even though it's the same dam and the same mokon, the loch is in day 7, she is tamei. And day 8 she is Torah. That means that day 7, even though the dam is coming out, she go to the mikvah. And day 8 she's Maisa Torah. Afterwards, Mina Torah, the next 33 days, that means until day 40, she can see dam straight. Maisa she is Torah. The same thing if day 40 went to straight to day 41. Dam is coming out from the same place, the same mokoy, the same Indian. Since we pass in the it's one well, one makar, one ma'ain, it's exeris akosiv. Day 40, that dam will be Tahira. On day 41, the dam will be Tmeya. That's Negeta Zohar. Negeta Keva, not Tahira. The same concept. First 14 days, whether she sees it or not, will be Tahira. Next 14 to 15 days, will be Tomei, first 14 days. The next Zman from 14 to 15, even if she Shafaz, pours her dam straight, will switch over Exeus Akosiv. The next 66 days will be Tahira. Then, even if she went from day 80 to 81 straight, day 80 will be Tahira, day 81 be Tomei. So, I'd count one case from the Torah, a regular Isha over here. A second case from the Torah, the Isha that's Yeledes Bezava. Now, what does that mean by Metzias? How is the Isha being Yeledes Bezava? She did not see when she's Muberes. She's Musulakis. So, it means in the case, and a Chlama she did see. She saw a small amount, a small period, and she became. First, she became a Nida. Let's say, for example, the ninth month, saw a little bit of dam. She has a case of now Nida. The first 7 days, fine. Day 8, she saw dam again, which she really made Zava. And then day 9, she saw, and day 10, she saw. 3 days straight. She now Nechle Geda of Zava Gedoyla. In this ninth month, after becoming a Zava Gedoyla, she stopped seeing, for example, for 24 hours. And afterwards, she had contractions and she gave birth. So she gave birth when she was a Zava Gedoyla. In that situation, in that Torah, she needs Zayin Nikiyim. That means she gave birth. She's Tomei beside the Suga of Tumas Leda. She's Tomei beside the Suga of Ziva over here. Now, after she gives birth, the dam she sees during after Leda will not be Soser. The question in the Gemara is, will it be Oila? That means, let's say she is Naki, she sees no dam. Could the days you made Tumah be Oilo or not? It's Machlekes Abaye versus Rava. Come on, Rishonim, and say, the Pasha says, Rishonim, Machlekes Abaye versus Rava, we pass it like Rava, except for Yaltigam. Therefore, Rava holds, if you did not see Dam, but you made Tumah, it should be Oilo, you also should be Oilo. Atzad HaSheni, I assume Sora Bei Seisib, brings down Rabbeinu Tam, that says, no, we pass it like Abaye, because these are one of the cases of the Yalkigam. That means in the Yalkigam, the Yud, everyone knows Yir Shlomi Dash. Ayin, everyone knows Eid Zemim Mafreya. Lamed, a lot of people do not know. And Be'etzim, it's Machloikis, Rashi and Ibn Tam. Rashi says, the words of Lamed is Lechi Oibin Me'elov. That's a Rav Yishanim go. And therefore, over here, we're passing like Rovo, that'll be Oilo. Masha Enki and Ibn Tam says, the Lamed says, V'yim Me'eledo. And therefore, we'll say it's not Oilo. It comes out, therefore, you need Zainikim, Machloikis, and Rav Yishanim says, it could be Oilo in Yimei Tomo. At Kan Minatoro. That means you have one case from the Torah, you let us regila, and the other case from the Torah, you let us bezava. Two more cases. Two cases of the Rabbanon. One is now, once we have Bizman Azeh, we have Chumah de Rabbi Zeira, that all Nashim, I feel right, he was Dam Kechadel. They put upon themselves the Chumah of a Zava of Zayin Akiyim. Therefore, when we are giving birth over here, since we gonna pass on the loch of the Efshe Psichas Kever Belidam, there she gave birth and she saw Tibet Dam Kechardel. Therefore, Midat Bonon, we need Zayin Nekim, Mitzand Yeles Bezavo, but Mitzand the Chumra of Derab Zayro. That means every later that we have Bezman Azeh, we're Machmer, not Mitzand she's Midat Torah Yeles Bezavo, but Midat Bonon, Mitzand the Chumra of Derab Zayro, she Yeles Bezavo, because Efshe Psichas Kever Belidam. That's one Derab Bonon over here. A second Rabbanon, she led his bezava. She had Zayin Kiyim. She went to the mikvah. Then afterwards, in the day, the next 33 days, or the next 66 days, by Nekeva, she saw a dam over there. In Yimei Toyar. That's a shell among the Rishonim. Is there a reason to be Machmer mitzad Chumah de Bezayro, or mitzad Minig? What is that exactly? That means when we're discussing Dam Toyar, that means after she gave birth, after she had Zainakim, after she went to the mikvah, then she saw a second time, what's the halacha in that situation of Dam Toyer? So that's the Akdoma, that's the two cases of the Rabbanons. One is when she gave birth, Stamazoi, that's Minabono Varua Machmor, as Yeledes Bezavar, Otet Minatayra. This is the second case of the Rabbanon, after Yeledes Bezavar, she went to the mikvah, then she sees Dam over here. That's the Shiloh of the Ramban, Bahag, who are telling the Torah. With this Akdoma, to go through some basics. First, a person gives birth. She, again, the halacha is whether she sees dam or does not see dam, she's tamei leida. That's the matzias, she gives birth. Now, the first question is, you give birth, do you have to write that down inside the vest? She's tamei over here. Do you have to write that down in the calendar? So come on this forum and say, the pashas is avadanat. The idea of writing down the vest is a cycle that happens every month. Giving birth is not a cycle that happens every month over here. If that's so, we do not have to write down Leido. Now the question is, when does Leido switch over to be Choshish for a period? I mean, let's say she gave birth. 3 weeks later, she had one day being Noki. Then the next day, she sees Dam again. Do we have to write that down that day? She was Noki for one day. Says for him, no, Chor, the Dam that he's seeing the day afterwards is Dam Leido. So when does it switch from Dam Leido to Dam Leido? Choshish to the Sugi of Est. She counts 5 days Nekiyim. Day 6, she sees Dam. Of course, she goes back and counts Zayin Nekiyim all over again. Are we choshish to write down mitzvah sugya of vest? So there's a big shal among the Sforim. Rabbi Yashiv of the Badei Shulchan says, not clear, end of Tzorachin. Now, take a real of different options. The way I hear over from Berkowitz is until she went to the mikvah, anything that she sees will be choshish, will be put under the category of leftover Dam Leido. A Dam Leido is not nuchel the sugya of vest. Not only that, even after you go to the mikvah, you can start clearing certain cases. If she sees a little bit of amount of dam over here, especially if her birth could be made toyer, maybe it's what to be a semichon to be makel. But again, until you go to the mikvah, don't write down on the calendar. Dam later will be metame you, but not nichla suga of vestis. And that's dam later. Now dam toyer. That's beikar our suga over here. Again, it's very clear, there's a shaila among the Rishonim, that's poor time on the Torah and the Beis Yosef. What do you do halach l'maisa after she went to the mikvah? Meaning, she led a zava, she had zaynikim, went to the mikvah, she saw a second time. What's the halach over here? So the Torah brings down two different malach among the Rishonim. He brings down the Ramban Shito, the wim machmer zaynikim, mitzad l'chumr dam zero. Just like Abzera is machmer in all cases seeing tibet dam kechardel, you need zaynikim. Who didn't even by May Toyar be the same exact halacha, the Chumr de Bezayah, the Bnei Yisrael, the Chmir upon Atzmon. Also, you see a Tibet Dam, Yes, wait, Zayin Nikiyim. Atzad Hasheni, the Torah goes on, brings down the Bahag and the Rambam, says, no, Midina Gemara, Dam Torah is Mutter, 100%. After the Chesima of the Talmud, came along with the different Anhogas in Klal Yisrael, that those who were not boiled with Dam Torah, and those were boiled. He says the Anhoga in Safart, in France, Dam Torah L'maisu is Mutter. So there are those who are Taina, again, if I care it, the Gemara is saying 100% is Mutter. This minig is only after the Chesima of the Talmud. L'maisu, we have two Anhogas in the Rishonim, but the Beis Yosef himself ends off, the Idna, Poshet Zeber Chol Yisrael, Afila Bashkenazin V'Tzvartim. Whether in the Ashkenaz, whether in France, does not make a difference. This Anhoga is in Gant Klai Yisrael, Dam Torah, where Mach Mazayin Akim. And therefore, the words of the Amor is, Kla Poshet Aminig B'Chol Yisrael, She'en Boilem Adam Torah, V'Dini K'Shar Dam L'Chol Dover. That means, Sayyid Ben Ashkenaz, Sayyid Ben Aswad, Dam Torah, after she went to the mikvah, we can't come along to be machmer. The loch is you need Zainakim. Wants to be machmer over here, how far to be machmer? That means the words of the Ramah is Dina Kishadam Lachol Dover. It's equal like all Dam Nidus. Are we really going to say that, equate this case of Dam Torah across the board? Or is there going to be any chalukim over here? So, I'm not sure the Olam got yet to the Tazes over here and the Sugya on the page. I'd like to go a lot off the page. Numerous cases we discussed already and we came across to apply the Sugya of Dam Torah l'fi the state of the Shulchan Aruch. That means, again, we're discussing over here that she already went to the mikvah. She was Yeles Bezava, she went to the mikvah. What's Alocho? The first, B'metzias. Usually what happens, the person gives birth. From the week 4 or 5, you can start game being Naki until week 9. From five, that means people come to Torah from 5 to 9 weeks. If by 9 weeks you're not Torah, usually the Rav will tell you, go check yourself out by Bedekas. Usually it's a Makkah, it's a Pets over there. Now that means it comes out, practically our Sugya of Dam Torah is usually not Negev when you gave birth to a boy. A boy is you have the 7 days and 33 days. That means you have 40 days. Once you hit 6 weeks, it's not Dam Torah anymore. 6 weeks is 42 days. And most people are only get Torah around 6 weeks. Not beforehand. But negate to a girl might say it's 11 and a half weeks. That means 80 days. That means everyone comes Torah, usually, unless it's a mako, usually everyone comes Torah and they're still in this man of Dam Torah. Especially they'll see Dam when they stop nursing, and this shaykh the sugyo. So therefore, negate to Dam Torah when you have a girl, is it mamash l'chol dover or not? Now, also a second point, practically, once you give birth, the Gedolei Achronim point out, for health reasons, the idea of giving birth is a trauma over here. The Shavuos Yaakov says that's where we give it a get of Chol Yishei Shebayit Sakono. She was hurt, it was a surgery, her body changes, hormones, stitches over here. And therefore, Bederech Klal, people go to the doctors to have a checkup, called the 4th week checkup. And the Eitz HaOsrim say you should go to the Maaseh when she's Tomei. So otherwise, he starts poking around, checking out. There's a Shalavi's Nemon. If he sees them, what's going to go do in that situation? And therefore, it's always a good idea to go in the Zman before she starts counting the Zayin Nikiyim. So I'd like to go right now that once we have this Halacha Dam Torah, that again, we are Machmer for, and again, the words of the Amor, the Chol Dover, I'd like to go through 20 cases and see if it's not that simple, this question over here. And again, I'd like to start the order Shulchan Aruch from Siman Kuf Pei Hei and onwards. And numerous cases we came across, I'd like just to put them all together right now. First Shiloh, a person, she went to the mikvah, you're having tashmish, and b'emtsa tashmish, you see dam. What's halacha? You have to be parish b'eva mace, like in all cases, when you see dam, you have parish b'eva mace. In order to support him, a chalak can say, you can be parish b'eva chayah, or maybe even goymel b'yosai. Come along with Nodi B'Yehuda and says, support him, a chalak. First of all, maybe this whole idea that Klai Yisrael mekabel upon themselves, maybe they're not mekabel when you be'emtsa tashmish. But more than that, we just end off the sin beforehand by Dam Basulim. That over there, the Gemara comes out, not like the Mishnah. There were Machma Dam Basulim, like a loch of Dam Nito. Kavel Chaymus of the Night of Behuda, that Dam Tor, this man of Gemara is Mutter. We are Mechadish upon ourselves, a Vadabi Gomer Biyosai. Just like by Dam Basulim Ki Gomer, Kofs Hadi Gimel, so only our Sigyo of Dam Toyer should be able to be Gomer the Biyosai. Adkan the Night of Behuda brought down by the Pesach Shuvah. Because Shuvah by us, Skam Beis, he says, Ayin Nachlas Tzvi. The Nachla Svi is the Pirush of the Pesach Teshuvah himself, on the side, some of them have their back. He says, Yesh L'chalak Harvei. The Gemara itself asks, why in the world would letting a person be going beyosai, let a Baal Nefesh be machmer? The Gemara said, no, because Liba Nekveh Parish, he won't do Tashmish. L'chur, the shadow of Liba Nekveh Parish does not apply by Dam Toyer. He has no reason to assume that any Dam will come out to be Parish from her. Bishlam B'sulam, he knows it's there, or it's Choshish there, Liba Nekveh Parish. But Dam Toyer, why be Choshish for that? And only that, we mentioned yesterday that the Radal and the Sugi wants a Tainer by Biashnir, by Dam B'sulam, yet be Parish by Eva Mace, because there's no reason to be Choshish for Liba Nekveh Parish. Now, gone by Psulim the second time, Yesh Lachalik, because a lot of people will see the second time Psulim. But over here by Dam Torah, why in the world to be Choshish for it? And therefore, the Chachuva wants to argue, say, that Dam Torah also the Loch is the Happy Parish, but Eva Mace. That's how the Ikka the Parish can come along and say the Loch is, that not like the Nodi Behudo, and no way from Dam Psulim, the Loch is Kishadam Lachodover and Parish, but Eva Mace. One Sigyo. A second Sigyo. Let's say it was Dam Torah. And we're meister, we're machmel chodover, are you boil? Negate the sugi of tshuva, that means aloch and simon kuf bayhei, sif dalet, is the same levels of tshuva. Coming with us and by us, and he speaks out, that just like we have chi of tshuva in all cases of rabbanans, like a gesem, he also the same chi of tshuva, like all the rabbanans, he does say, according to the sivis and the shagi rabbanan, that no din tshuva, he'll also be no din tshuva. A third sugi, simon kuf bayhei zayin, and sif aleph, when an isha is roi machmas tashmish, she's also a bailo. Question now is, once she's also, what about yemei tohar? That means she gave birth. Next, she went to mikvah after zayin akiyim. During those 66 days, we will let her be mishamish, and she did not take upon herself this chumra l'chol dover to ask herself the bailo. Bishchashuv over there is sefkon zayin, kopei zayin, brings down the crazy, says the maisa they were not machmas to be mekel. So your Tyra, Chumahav, the Graz, they went this way not to be Machmed that far. That means even though we're saying the Chol Dover, but not for Roy Machmed Tashmish, we have a Kula. Now in that, because Chuma discusses, once you had Tashmish be made Toyar, and then she did not see Roy Machmed Tashmish, maybe it's right that she got healed over here. And my son, Pesach Chuma, down the Shiloh, Machloikis, Kwesi, Placey. So your Tyra, the Maisa, Wami, Mekel. Now the Behudah, the Maisa says, to be Machmed, Yesh L'chalik, there's Muslakis, there's not Muslakis. A fourth akimta that we came across negated Dam Toyer. Is it the same sugyo? Then let's say a person sees Dam by Roy Machmas Tashmish. By Dam Toyer. Are we choishish lohitzi lebailo or not? Kamal Lashach and Kulpe Zayin on Sefyu and Sekol Lambe says no. Would not be Machmas Alocha lohitzi mi bailo. Crazy place over there wants to disagree. It's the Chol Dover. The Maish the place can go be Ike like the Shach. The Chidot, Chuv Mahavo. The Swarm, Bismanenu, come along that way. The Graz, Chavdaz, Ksam Sefer, Masham. They say we'll not take on this Chulo, Chumro, and another Chulo we have by Dam Tor, not Lohit Libala, and not be Nichol Klal, or Roy Machmas Tashmish. Further in Shulchan Aruch, in Simakot Peiches, negate to the Sugya Maris, a fifth Akimto. Negate to Maris, we know we have numerous colors. We have red, black, and there are colors in between that are orange, yellow, gal, brown, natil. So we discuss over there the numerous times that a place can give different levels to it. For example, brown was brought down by Avos and Lecholapach and Sefer. The brown, the Maisi, is Machmer mitzad Sugyo of Re'iyo, which is Mekel mitzad Sugyo of Kesem. By Notel Shachuris, the swarming down by Re'iyo or Machmer, by Kesem we Mekel. What's the loch of Dam Toher? What getter, what category will put this Re'iyo? Kamlung Svarim, Chalkas Yaakov, Sholem and Ishul, and others, they want Taino, it's a Chumra that true were Machmer for. We'll only give it a Gedder of a Kesem. Noch a Kul over here, the Dam will give a Gedder of a Kesem over here. A sixth time we came across Dam Torah, the Suga of Simakot Peites, Siflam and Gimel, the Suga of Estes. That means Isha went to the Mikvah after Zayin Akiyim. On day 60-70, she saw Dam. It's Dam Torah, we're going to wait again, we're going to ask her it. Does she have to write it down on the calendar? Now the fact that she is Torah, does that make it you do not have to write it down? So for example, let's say Isha has Dam coming out from her Makor, and she has her Shiva Ferris. She's 100% Torah. But of course you write it down, because we're worried about Sala Sugya Vest. So the fact that you're Torah, it's not a right, they did not write it down about Sala Sugya Vest. Avada, the whole idea of vest, is a cycle. So the Maisi should write it down. So there is a Chaznish a couple of times that writes down, the Loch is by Dam Tor, we're not Choshish, you do not write down on the calendar. Kamu Vesvarim Bezmanenu, and either they want to say that Chaznish is discussing only Bezmana Gemara, so the Vosner, so the Bada Shulchan is discussing only Bezmana Gemara, Bezmana Zeh, you write down the Loch is called over. Or those who are arguing the Chaznish, they buy some of the Cheshiv Aifoid. And therefore, Svam is Manenu says, if you see Dam be Meitoyer, the Mice is Lechol Dovi, you do write it down in the calendar. A seventh case, Simukov Tzadi, we came across, Negev the Sugyo of Kesem. Could we make on Lechsomim be Meitoyer? That means you could get involved with that according to the Rambam and the Bahag, that the Noshim Makabal upon themselves, the Chum over here, maybe they'll not Makabal it only by case of a Ria Mamish, not by the case of a Kesem. But take it a step further. Come along the Pesach Shuva and Simkov Tzadik and bring down the Ksam Seifer. Why are you Machman Ksam Bezmanazer? He said, Mitzad the Sugu of Letaris. And Be'etzim, why Labailo? Eloiho, Lokaimoho. That means Be'etzim, the Ika idea Ksam Mitzad Taris. We came on and took on Labailo to equate the two. Come along the Sarah's Shuva and points out, Bezman the Beis HaMikdosh, even when she made Toyo, she cannot go to the Beis HaMikdosh. She cannot touch Kodshim. It's nichol to get tefillas yom aruch until she brings a carbon over here. Therefore, even bezman hachazal would not make a difference, this halacha, and why should be goizik summim by the situation when she be made toyer? There's no reason for it. And therefore, this Aris Betshuva says there is no summim by made toyer. Lamaisel, again, numerous achorim disagree. The Redi, the Dagma Vava, by Austin the Simon, Kufzalik Dalad, said no. We equate the two sugars, the chol dover, and the machdom shalom kluger chaznish svam kam long taino, and the gate to the sugar of kesem. It does apply, even be made toyer. An eighth time we came across the sugar of dam toyer, simukov tzadik and sifman beis by the sugar of tlius. That means bezmana chazal, we have two nashim that tohira, and they found the kesem, my chos is high mahai, and both were tamei. If one of them was a nida, or one of them was tohir, we tell upon the nida. If a case bezmana gemara, one was tahar by dam tahar, and one was tahira mamish, the gemara bezmana gemara would tell upon the dam tahar because she loses nothing out of it. If so, what happens bezmana zeh? They're both tahar, but one's dam tahar. She at the zman of dam tahar, she's not tamei yet, and one's tahira. Do we say the sugya of Thailand and go back to the sugya of the gemara? And no, once she's machma upon herself, the if will come along and say, my chos is ha-mahai, and both will be tamei. So we saw there, it's Machlokes Ravid versus Ramban. The Ravid says, no, go back to Zman HaGemara, she has no right to take the chumrah upon herself, and we end up having a chumrah upon a friend. Mash Enkin, the Ramban says, and the chulah shitasa, he's nichol and get together a chumrah de b'zera, like the Torah here says. Therefore, both of them are tamei, my chos is ha-mahai. The Maish, the Mechab over the Paskins, and the Shach over there, Paskins, and Sifman Beis, the loch is, Bezman HaZeh, we do say Toilam. It sounds like we do not Paskin like the Svar and the Ramban. Nichol Geder Chumad Rezeiro. The reason why Tim Machmed is Mitzad the Bahag, and the Rambam, Mitzad Minig Shaboy. And my Minig has no right to ask my friend over here. I cannot take an Chumro to ask my friend. Therefore, at the end of the day, I will be Tomei, the Isha that's damn Toyer, the friend will remain Toyer. That means, at the end of the day, question was, are both to be Tomei? Only the Isha that's damn Toyer will be Tomei. Then the day says in Mechabu Paskin Lekula, only the Isha that's damn Toyer will be Tomei, and her Chumro cannot maybe on a friend a tum over here. In ninth time to discuss this question, negated Sugin Kufsalik Beit, negated Dam Chimud. Let's say a person gave birth, her husband passed away, someone else proposes to her, is there Dam Chimud be made Toyer? So again, the Dag Mavov over here, Medu Tanyono, says the loch is, we're going to equate the two sugyas, and she's an isha, a dam toyer, l'chol dover, like a dam nido, and therefore she would have that sugya of dam chimud over here. A tenth case is cast, and get a sugya of archokis, kuf tzadikei. You could taino a kal v'chayim from psulim. Just like by dam psulim, we have all the archokis, except for one. In case you could say in the mito, madach dam psulim is a case that's in the Gemara, we answer it. We have a kul n'archokal, Kosh came with Dam Torah, maybe you have a kula in the Achokas. Come along with the Bada Shulchan of Vod and say, no, we have no kulas over here. Special halacha, hetim, Dam Basulan. Not in our case. The 11th that came to discuss, to speak out, is we came across the sugya a couple times already. That's what's brought down in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud. By the first 3 days of Zaynikim, do you have a tliya by case of a makkel? The Rama says no. The Shach once said yes. Over here, by Dam Tor, we'll come along and say also the Chumah, not to be Torah according to the Rama. Also the Swam speak this out. They say the Rama says it's like Dam Nidal Chol Dover. Therefore, the Machna says in Kuchas Achrin, the Locha is that Echnami, according to Rama Shito, there's no tliya the first day, 3 days, even though it's only on Dam Toyer. A 12th case to speak out. It's a Locha of waiting after saying the Dam Toyer. Is it waiting 4 days or 5 days? That means again, you could say the same thing, a Kavul Chaymer from Dam Basulim. My Dam Basulim is Bezmana Gemara. It was 4 days. Even though we asked the Bezmana Gemara, Koshkin over here should also be a case of 4 days. The Maestro of the Sforum say, we did not say that. One reason we spoke out, the only reason why we're making Dam Basulim, one Sfar is, there are Sameach, because by if it wasn't Shaykh by Dam Basulim, Tatashmish Ben Hashmoshes is always fighting over the Dunya. That Sfar does not apply over here. Maestro, the other Sfar that most Sfarim go with, Mitzal Sugiri Abodan, is good or why not? But Maestro, even by Dam Toyer, we do not do 4 and 7, we do 5 and 7. A 13th case is when a person did not do tashmish after the mikvah, and then they saw dam. The loch is, at the end of Sim Kuf Tzadik Vav, loy plug, we wait 5 and 7. Over here, come along the Pesach HaShuva means down a kula. Even though all over we wait 5 and 7, even when they didn't have tashmish, even though it's not shaykh to Sheikh Lazer to pilot, to come out, they didn't have any tashmish. Over here, as Ke'ing Zer L'Gzer, we'll have a kula over here. You should know why, but we have a kula. A 14th case is a situation where a person, let's say, they want to count 5 and 7. The question is, when you ask to be before the 5 for a different reason, when to start counting the day 5? For example, let's say Isha was also to be said Kesem. 3 days later, she sees Dam Mamish. Could you count the 5 days from the Kesem or only from the Nidah? Shaila, but we pass him from the Kesem. Speaks out the Paiskim and Dam Toru also. Do you count from Dam Toru? Well, let's say a couple days later, she saw Dam Mamish Nidah with day 79 and day 83. Coming to Ashur and said, the Maisa will have a kula over here, like all Noshim, that see Dam Nido. The Lochid count the 5 days from the Zman of the Dam Tor and not Dafka from the Dam Nido over here. A 15th Shaila is, the Lochid in Sima Kuf Tzadik Zayin, you cannot be Torah with all Shabbos if it's only Bizmanoi. Do you have a right to take on Dam Tor as a Churmu and then be Torah with all Friday night? You now be Torah unless it's Bizmanoi. There's no reason to go to the mikvah. Shach says you cannot go Friday night. Put down the kids of Shulchan Aruch, you cannot go Friday night. Chiddush, Ma'isa Dagma Vava over there says, not so, that's not our hog over here. The Ma'isa would come along and we paskin, not that way. That the loch is that a person can go Friday night, even a chumad apatskim, a macha upon himself, we can go on the Shulchan and say, it's the same aloch like all Noshim. A 16th case over here, it can a person do tefillah during the day, but Kolius, and now Negeta Adam Tor, we get to the Locha also Kuf Tzadik Zayin at the end. The Locha we did not go to do a tefillah the seventh day, even though Tashmish at night. So the Swarm who didn't, but Negeta Adam Tor, same Chumra. What about tefillah during the eighth day? Also, the Swarm say it's the same thing. Just like by regular Isha, who did my Adam Tor. Let's say it's an Einus by the seventh day, also Mavuch among the Achoinim. But this case also, Kamal the Pais can say, on this 18th case, just like by an Enos of a regular Isha, you cannot go during the day. Also, by the case of Dam Tor, a 19th case is an interesting case, it's brought down by us and Kuf Tzadik Dal by the Pesachei Teshuva, negated the Sugya of Bracha. That means again, Isha, she Yeles Bezava, she counted Zainikim, went to the Mikvah, on day 60, she saw Dam. The Loch is, we do 5 and 7. She goes to Mikvah now a second time after giving birth. She make a bracha on the tefillah over here? She make a bracha? Bishloim according to the Ramban is nichol chum of der v'zeiro. The chum of der v'zeiro is you make a bracha. According to the Bahag, the Rambam is only a minig. And that seems to be our hanhoga over here. We're passing to the sugya minig shabai. Does a person have a right to make a bracha on a minig? Say the tshuva mahava. Sorry? Pashas and Sif Membeis, the fact that over there, the Ban L'Shitasa says by Tliyam and Simukov Tzadi, that both of them should be Tomei, the Ban L'Shitasa, And the Mechaber did not pass like the Ramban. Now, come again, the Truma Havan says, what right to make a bracha minig? The Gemara writes in Sukkah that by a rova, a person has no right to make a minig, a bracha. Therefore, the Truma Havan went to his Rebbe, the Noda Behuda, and they had a shakl of a tariyah in Velav, rough and he wasn't sure. He's a mesopic if he have a right to make the bracha. The Maisel, we have the Degma Vava in Meduot and Yono, and he writes, Poshu be'enai, you cannot make a bracha. Why? It's not shaykh to say the words of Itzivanu. Chazal were not grazer. You have no right to make a bracha. Therefore, this is Yad Elio, the Kishon Aruch seemed to be choshu this mahalach, that a person by Dam Torah cannot make a bracha. The Maisel, Lo Shemano Dovah Kizeh, and the Pesach Truva himself goes on and brings down the Chassam Sefer, that says, the Maisel, we know the get to make a bracha on Halal, the Bnei Ashnas do make a bracha. The get Yom Tov Sheni, whether it's a Chilas Mora, whether it's a Lokas Neiris, whether it's a Lokas Neiris Yom Kippur, the Maisa, we do make a bracha. I it's only a minig, so Bnei Ashnas, the Maisa, do make a bracha. Voidi says you can mechal between the case of Kumvasai and Sheva Ataiso. Liv the Chassam Sefer ends up for Hochi Noig, the Maisa, to make a bracha on Dam Tor. That's certainly how the Bnei Ashnas certainly go, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Masham, and others. And the Svarim is Manenu. The Izim of Vucha and the Bnei Svarad, how they go. The Bi Oimer says the Maisa not to make a bracha, because they do not make a bracha on Halal, Ukadayma, and the Olatin disagrees and says you can't make a bracha. One last case over here, by Dam Torah, a 20th case, is can a person make a bracha by the case of Kisamim, which you saw on Dam Torah. We mentioned before in the way this Arif Betshuva wants to be making the case of Kisamim does not apply at all to a Dam Torah. Numerous Paisim want to disagree. Negate a bracha, we just had a question in the Pesach Tshuva from the Tshuva Mahav and the Nebuhu, they're not sure, and you want to say not to make a bracha. Maybe put the two things together and also not to make a bracha. The Maishav Shalom Kluger, he Lishitosu says, even a Kesti make a bracha, because he paskins and a regular need to make a bracha. Yabi Oim discusses this case, he says, you don't make a bracha, but clearly it's certainly not a case of a Kesem. Not clear, but it sounds like anyone who makes a bracha by the Tfila itself, by a regular dam, so who did the case by the case? Who did Madaloch negate the Sugya of the Kesem? Now, I'd just like to be clear, just to set up clearly. That means, again, the words that I'm all over here is, that's a needle. The loch over here is, we are Dina Kishadam Lecholdover. Cholover. That means you mentioned 15 cases, that's the same exact thing. To speak out of 15 cases, you perish by even mace if you see Dam Torah. A second case, if you're Mashamish by Dam Torah, you need Shuvak like older abundance. A third case, we are Kverik Vest. A fourth case has all Dinik Summon. A fifth case, you have Tverin Lenosa, you have Dam Chimud. A sixth case, all the chokas apply. A seventh case, by the first 3 days of Zainakim, do we have a tli over here b'tzal sugiv mako? No. An eighth case over here is that we do not do 4 and 7, we do 5 and 7. A ninth case is that we start counting the 5 from Dam Torah, not from the case of Nido. A tenth case is Friday night, we go to the mikvah. 11th case is tefillah b'yom zayin, we do not do. 12th case, tefillah b'yom ches, we do not do. 13th case is Ba'inus B'yom Zayin, we did not do. A 14th case, you make a bracha on a tefillah. And a 15th case, you make a bracha on a tefillah, even on the kesem. That's how big the place can go. Again, numerous cases of machlokes. However, we have 5 differences. That means even though the Ramah says the Cholover, it's not that simple. Number one, we came across the difference by Roy Machmas Tashmish. That even though she's ready as Osir, have you Mutta Mishamish be made toyar. A second thing we came across already, Kopei Zayin, it's not Nichol Negeret the Roy Machmas Tashmish, Loitz Lebailo. Our third thing we see is the dam that comes out, Negeret the Sugya of Marius, had a get of a Kesem, not Re'iyo. A fourth thing we see, Negeret the Sugya of Toilin, your Chumra has no right to put upon your friend, assuming Tahar. And the fifth thing over here is that a person did not have Tashmish, and then she saw he did not wait 5 days. Now, most of them I know why we're makel for. Just the last case, I'm not clear why the Pesach Tshuva L'Maaseh is makel for. That means be ikers shev l'chol dover, except that there are certain chalukim on Dam Torah versus other cases. Now, again, what I did today, I went off the page because I'm not sure everyone finished the base case yet. I went through the Tazes. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow I'd like to go finish on the page. That means go through the Tazes, what says over in Sif Aleph, and also to go through a side point, a Shemeres, negate the Sugya of Yeledes, what protection does she need to the sugyo of segula? Hatzlocha. Questions?